We're here on KSOM. We're talking high school football, and I don't know what Tri-Center has to celebrate coming into this year. Nothing really happened last fall. What a magical season for the Trojans, a state championship. They do have a couple of changes going into this year, besides the fact they lose the strong senior class. Ryan Schroeder decided to step away from the football coaching position, so they have a new head coach this year, and they also move up in class to Class 1A. The new head coach for the Trojans is Steve Pudge Peterson. He joins us now here on KSOM. Coach, really appreciate your time, and how are you feeling about your team coming into a brand-new practice schedule?
Yeah, I appreciate you taking the time for the interview. Team's doing very well so far. One thing I've kind of implemented this season is trying to get them involved in the summer. The kids have come to a bunch of weight sessions, and we've done some 7-on-7 things. We also went to a team camp in Missouri Valley, and the kids have just been invested like no other. They're super excited, obviously, coming off the successful season. It's pretty easy for the kids to be excited. So our numbers are good, and everyone's been showing up when needed to show up. So it makes it pretty easy as a head coach.
I guess there could be a number of different ways. You look at your team coming off the greatest year in Tri-Center history from a year ago. It's like, oh, we won our state title, and let's coast. Or they're motivated to win another one, or somewhere in between. What has kind of worked? What have you seen from your team? Coming off of that state title into a new season.
Yeah, so the new senior class that we have this year, they are dead set on proving to people that last year wasn't a fluke. Obviously we had never won a playoff game, and let alone we go on to win a state title. The senior class wants to make their name known that it's more than just one fluke year. So they have been putting in the time and really getting these younger kids to learn what it takes to win a state title, as far as the weightlifting, coming to practice, ready to go, giving it your full effort. So I got to give kudos to this senior class, because they've taken the reins to make sure that people know that Tri-Center is going to be someone to be reckoned with this year. So it's been good to see. Something I enjoyed going to practice and being a part of this senior class, because it's definitely one that we've never seen really at Tri-Center.
Well, going into the season, that you have a quarterback set with A.J. Harder, but what are some of the key positions that you've identified that you see a lot of competition in as you go into practice?
Yeah, obviously the two All-State receivers are coming back with Cale Witt and Zach Nelson. They're going to be obviously heavy hitters on the offensive side of the ball. We have a junior named Jaden Johnson that plays a tight end, a wide receiver for us also. His name's going to be out there this year for sure. He's been putting in a lot of work, and it's showing. We're obviously need a new running back. There's a couple juniors that are stepping in that are taking the reins, that are battling in practice every day, that are definitely filling the void of Carter Kunze. So hopefully one of those guys emerges, or we might be running a two-back system for the year.
Who are the two juniors that are going to be battling it out?
So Aiden Goldab and Kane Doffenbaugh.
Give me a little sense of each one of them and what each kind of brings to you and your team.
Yeah, so Kane's played a little bit of defense for us on the varsity cornerback, so he definitely has the speed and agility that we like to see from a running back. And then Aiden Goldab, he was injured last year, didn't get a lot of playing time, and then came out for football again this year. And just kind of that power back that when we need a couple yards, he's definitely going to be able to get it for us. We did have an injury already happened on the season. Tristan Gunderson was going to be a senior. He's going to be a senior, very good baseball player, did not play football last year. He was going to go out for football this year, but had a problem with health and is no longer going to be able to play. So he was going to take the reins at running back, but unfortunately now it's all handed off to one of those two juniors. So we'll see if we can make one of those two work.
Yeah, well, we'll hope Tristan's okay and maybe gets ready for baseball season or anything else that he likes to participate in down the road. How would you just describe the summer overall, the participation in the weight room, and how, in your camps, how do you feel like that kind of went for you?
It was really good. We had practices a couple times a week when we could, and we had really good turnouts. Obviously, with baseball and family time during the summer, you know, you're not always going to get 100% participation, but we did very well with getting kids involved. And they were excited to be there, which helps. And then we're not changing anything scheme-wise with defense or offense, you know. So those things were already implemented. So it was just fine-tuning, and we got a lot of fine-tuning done this summer. So now that we're into camp, it's just dialing these boys in to make sure that they're ready to go come Friday for our first game. And that's kind of been the battle, is just keeping them honed in, reel them in a little bit, because they're definitely getting excited.
What do you make of the move to Class 1A?
Definitely going to be a bigger move that we need to be ready for. The competition in Class 1A is definitely really, really good when you have three state champions coming into one class. And then on top of that is you have people in our district like Trainer and Underwood and Shenandoah. I kind of been telling the boys, you know, there's no such thing as a week off this year. Every single week we have to be ready to play our A game, because if we don't, we're just not going to get the victory. Underwood's got a great quarterback and great skill players that go along with him. Shenandoah is coming on strong with all their skill guys, and then Trainer, of course, you have their really good running back. So it's just one of those things where last year, you know, had a couple of games in Class A where you could kind of not really say take a break, but you just kind of knew what you had and what you were going up against. And this year, that's not going to happen. It's going to be competition week in and week out.
So what's it like for you going from the defensive coordinator spot and now moving up to head coach to replace Coach Schroeder?
It's been great. It's definitely a whole new world when you're dealing with the head coaching position, with all the ins and outs of, you know, things that you don't see as an assistant besides just scheming. So it's definitely been a new role for me, but I've embraced it. I'm enjoying it. Being with Ryan for as long as I was, I really am not having to change too many things. The parents and the community know what Ryan does. And I told everybody that I'm going to do exactly what Ryan does. Obviously, you know, the success we've had these last few years, and there's no reason to change it if there's no need to change. So it's been pretty easy, but very enjoyable.
How long have you been working with Ryan?
So I've been with Ryan for at least somewhere around 17 years. We coached together for when we first started under John Tarks, and then when Ryan took over the head coaching job, I've been with him ever since. So it's been a total of around 15 somewhere years we've been coaching together.
Yeah, it took a break in there in the middle and came back together, and so obviously a strong relationship there. So, I mean, you're the D coordinator, and I imagine you'll still handle the defense. Who handles the offense now?
Actually, Matt Hoke took over the defense a couple of years ago for Tri-Center. So he's going to be running the defense. And then Tim Kramer will be the offensive coordinator for me. He's also been part of Ryan and I's coaching staff for quite a few years. So Tim will be taking over that role.
Right. Okay. So it sounds like the structure is pretty much in place and a seamless transition. That's a sign of a good program. And so, you know, what are your goals here for this practice session here to try and get your team ready for that season opener against St. Albert?
Yeah, so the last couple of years we haven't come out of the gate strong. Last year we lose to Avoca in that week one, so we've always had trouble getting started on the right foot. So that's definitely one thing that I've been kind of harping at with the coaching staff and the kids. Like, I want to be ready to go. I want to be at our best come out, you know, season with week one. St. Albert's is going to obviously give us a battle. They're going to be looking for revenge, just like everybody is when you know returning a state title, coming off of a state title. So it's just one of those. I just want to be able to be ready to go. I don't want to have any hiccups at the beginning of the year. Obviously, you're going to have growing pains and you're still learning your team as the season goes on, but that's definitely something that I hope we can do, is come out strong and perform well at the start of the season.
Well, Coach, really appreciate your time. Looking forward to working with you throughout the season and following your Trojans, and we will certainly be talking to you throughout the year. Thanks so much.
I appreciate all your coverage. Thank you very much.
Steve Peterson, head coach for the Tri-Center Trojan football team, with us here on KSOM.